One of the first things that caught my eye when this thing all started, way back in December, $216,458 of repairs. Now with the engineering costs and everything, it's jumped to $314,085. And that caused me some great concern because I've driven up and down that street numerous times. I cannot justify that figure. There's probably only three or four, and not more than a dozen maybe, that would ever qualify for a partial depth repair where you saw around the perimeter and use a 15-pound jackhammer to jackhammer it out. Most of those repairs, Mr. President, could be taken care of very simply by knocking loose concrete, sandblasting it, and blowing it clean and using a good polymer hot pour. Because when you start cutting and jackhammering, you also set up the possibility of microfracturing, which could lead to bigger problems. And then I got concerned about full depth repair. The only full depth repair that I can justify is right out in front of KOVC. And when you look at your plans here, Mr. President, you come up with about 256 square yards of legitimate concrete repair, full depth. On your plans, sir, you list 12,103 square feet. Now that might be a typo. Maybe it is supposed to stay square yards. But there's a very interesting thing, Mr. Mayor, about full depth of concrete repair. The removal of the concrete is incidental to the bid price for the repair area. So if you have 80 square yard repair area, the price of the concrete removal is part of that price for repairing. Yet you have 1,618 tons of concrete removal. Mr. Mayor, you can't have it both ways. That's just not legal. Somebody is being taken for a ride here. And then I started looking at the shaded areas for full depth repair. The drainage area down at the intersection of Central and Main is a full depth repair. That full depth repair items are meant for deteriorated concrete, not somebody's drainage problem. And guess where the other full depth repairs are? All in the areas of the bump outs. Just amazing, just like I was fearful of when this project began, that the bump out concrete areas were going to be full depth repaired. That's not real nice to do. You're pulling somebody's leg there, sir. And that totals up to over 10,000 square yards, Mr. Mayor. And if you throw in the 10% for the, you know, surprises, you come up with 11,000 and some square yards. Sir, that road out there, I could go over that day and night with a fine-tooth comb, and I cannot find a legitimate 10,000 square yards of full depth repair. I can't find the 322 square feet of legitimate spall repair. And then I also warned you folks about the drainage problem when this thing started. You are moving and reinstalling 17 storm inlets. You're wondering why the price of this thing is going out of the site? Sir, that's not a good cost to benefit ratio. This is something you folks really, really need to think over. Our city administrator said that you did your due diligence. If I did due diligence like that when I was working, sir, I would have been fired.